All right, Daf Chaf Vav. Monday, Shushan Purim's Daf. Picking it up from the Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis at the bottom. Zokta Mishnah. Motza Begal. Let's say you find this Aveda inside of a pile of stones. Rashi said it's from a wall that fell down. U v'kaisel yoshan. Or if you find them inside of an old wall, halacha is harei elu shalai. Motza b'kaisel chadash. But if you find it in a new wall, mechetzi v'luchutz, if it's from the inside of the wall and outward shalai. And the understanding is, even though there's a simon on this thing in l'chaira, when you find something with some in Yafim Machris, but here, because it was there for so long, we're going to assume the owner was absolutely Miyayish. However, Mechetzi Avu Lefnim, but if it's from the inside of the wall inward, Shel Bal Habayis, and it belongs to the owner of the house. Bimhoye Maskir Lacher, and let's say that house is rented out to other people. Let's say it's like an apartment complex, and there are multiple people who are using it. So Afilu B'Sei Habayis, even if the objects are inside the house, Hare Elu Shalai, they belong to the Shalai. It's a little unclear. Rashi Lin Shalai means he's talking about the actual Maitzi, the person, the finder, is the keeper, but the Ritva actually brings two deis because it actually might be the Bal Habayis, the one who actually rents out this apartment to other people. He's the one who gets to keep it. He's the Harei Yushalai. But again, like Rashi's Pashtus, it's going to be the finder is the keeper. Tana, we learned in the Braisim of Nishiyuchaloi Merloi, why can you keep these things? Because Shel Amoriim Haim. You could say that these Metzias that you found were from the Amoriim, the Amorites, the people who were originally in the land of Canaan before it became and conquered by the Yidden for Eretz Yisrael. So, for the Gemara, Otu Emoriim Mitzani, only Emoriim put things into walls, Yisrael Lay Mitzani. Like, why should you be able to assume it came from these Goyim that preceded the Yidden? The Gemara says, Lay Tzricha, moving over to Taman Aleph, the Shasich Tvei, they're very rusty. You have this circumstantial evidence to say that this stuff was here from a long, long time ago, so that's why you are allowed to keep it. And even though it's not Muchruch that it should be from the Emoriim just because it's rusty, the Rosh says, since it's Shaykh, it's from the Emoriim, you're not Muchuyev to be worried that it had Yiddish ownership and therefore it is mutter to just keep it. One kasha that the Rishonim deal with over here is whatever happened to Kinyan Chatzar. We don't seem to be dealing with the fact that the owner of the wall or the house that the wall is around should just be able to keep the Metziah als Kinyan Chatzar. Why do you get to have it? The Taisvis has an interesting rule that Kinyan Chatzar won't be helpful by a dover shalayim tza enuli oilim. If something is like potentially never going to be found, you don't apply Kinyan Chatzar. That's what Taisvis has as a rule. He doesn't explain why it would be that way. Rabbi Zalman in the Evan Ozel wants to suggest because if something is shaykh that it will never be found, you can't ever say it's mishtameris ladaitai, so it won't be pochlal the chutzar that the kinyan would work. Or maybe other acharim say it's not going to work mitam yad. And the Rambam, when he actually asks this for akasha in the Adah Chazok over there in Gzeila Perek Tezayin, he says that since this is avuda mikol adam, similar to a zuta shel yam, therefore it's going to belong to the mitzai, it will not be considered a kinyan chutzar. There's also a very important shita mikubetzes that says that the only time kinyan chutzar will help is if the kinyan chutzar precedes the cheftza. But if the cheftza was there before the Chatzar was there before the owner owned it, you wouldn't say the kinyan of kinyan chatzar will work. So first of all these things, especially the shita, is going to certainly be nageya when you're learning the sugyas on daf yud, etc., about kinyan chatzar. I think even more specifically, I would just tell this too to the chakirs we had by kinyan dalat amas, because by dalat amas there seems to be machlekes rishayim, ran and rabban, whether or not are we makna the object or did Chazal give you the entire dalat amas, so you're kind of things in your dalat amas like a kinyan chatzar. Now l'chaira, if the thing is there and I walk into an area, the object in question will precede the chutzar that I'm bringing to the area. So I didn't look into this at all, but I'm just thinking, l'chaira, that shita can only go like the rishonim that were mezaka the chayfetz, and it's not going to be working mitam kinyan chutzar. Then the Mishnah said, b'kaisel chadash, if it's in a new wall, mechetzi v'luchutz shaloi, mechetzi v'lufnim shal bal habayis. Omer of Ashi, sakina, when it comes to a knife that you find inside of the wall, buser kata, you go buser the handle. The kisa, and lagabe, if you find a wallet or a purse, buser shnatze, it's going to go after the straps. Because the way you hold a knife, or the way you hold this arniki, this kiss, is based on these different handles and straps, so it will indicate how it was put into the wall of Chachila. Frak the Gemara, Vel Masnis and Diktani Mechetzi Vluchot Shaloi, Mechetzi Vluftim Shal Balabayis. It should Lachar Bitali on these things. Velechzi, let's just see. Ikata Lagav, Ikata Labar. Where's the handle of the knife? Or Ishanti Lagav, or Ishanti Labar. Let's see, where are these strings? The drawstrings, are the inside or the outside? How was it put in there? So Lachar, our Mishnah seems to indicate we don't look at the handles and straps, which the Gemara says, Lachar, Pasha Teret. We're not talking about knives and barnikis. Masnisen, Bo'udra Vinaska. We're talking about other things like stuffing material, wool. So these things have no directional indication of how they were stuck into the wall, and therefore you have to go busser how far in were they. Tana, we learned in the Braisim, Hayakaisel Memula Mehen. If the wall was filled with all these Metzias, Cholkin, the Maitzi, and the Bal Habayis, divide them equally. Subshita. There's no Chiddush in that. And for the Gemara, like Tzricha, the Tana is telling you, the Meshapa B'chad Gisa, the wall is leaning towards one side, so therefore the hole is slanted in that direction. So Maoritema, Ishtapuche Ishtapuch. You're going to say that the actual Metziah spilled down to extend across the length of the hole. So therefore, it's Shaykh to say that the Kinyan goes entirely to the person on the higher side of that hole. Komashmulan, the Tana is telling us that still, Afal Pikein, you divide it equally. Next part of the Mishnah, Hoya Maskiru La Acherim, if you're renting it at somebody else, Filu Matze B'Seich HaBayis Harei Elu Shaloi. And we pointed out that Rashi learns Shaloi is the finder, and the Ritvos is not so Pashid, he has one Deah that says it might be the Bala Bayis. Frek the Gemara V'Yamai, why can't he keep it? Lazel Boser Basra. Why don't we just go after the most recent person who rented the apartment? Because like Rashi or like the Ritva, no one's suggesting that it gets to be the person who actually did the rental. And L'chara, that's the last person who was there. And Milay Tznan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, in Masech Shkalim, Ma'i Shenimtzu Lefnei Seicher Behema. Money that's found in front of where the animal Meichrim are, in Yerushalayim, where people would go and exchange their money that they were Mechal onto different Karbonas. So Li'ayla Meiser, we should always assume that money is Ma'is Meiser Sheni. Behar Habayis. Okay, then at that point you can assume it's Chulin, because we can assume that the money was lost before the Shalor Shergolim. Rive of the money that you're going to find all year round is going to be not hektish tikka money. Uvi Yerushalayim, but the money that you find in Yerushalayim is going to depend what time of year. Bishar Yemaisa Shana, it's going to be Chulin. Bishas HaRegel, where people are exchanging their money and putting the Kedushas Meiser on the money, Akal Meiser, you have to assume that all the money that's found is going to be Meiser. And what's the chilik between Har HaBayis and Yerushalayim? Because the Omer of Shmai Bar Zeira, my Taima, why do we assume the money that's stam in Yerushalayim is going to be considered Mois Meiser Sheni? Hoyl, Vishuki Yerushalayim, Asuin Leschabed B'chol Yayim, since the marketplace is kept very, very clean. They used to keep it very clean because they didn't want the Kohanim to become Tameh, so they didn't even want any dead Shrutzim around. But because they would clean it so regularly, they would find money that was lying around. So if you find money during the Shol Shergolim time, we're not going to assume that money's been there since Hanukkah, since all these street sweepers have been cleaning it all along. So Alma, Amrina, and Kame Kame Ozu, we're going to say that the earlier coins are gone, V'haniach Rininu, and these coins that you find are the ones that were just lost. So Hachinami, L'chaira, the same thing should be by our Mishnah. By the renter, Kama Kama Ozel, the earlier tenants must have taken their stuff with them, Vahani de Basarhu. But these things that are stuck in the wall, let's assume that they were put there by the most recent tenants. So why does our Mishnah say that it's finders keepers and it doesn't go to that last Seicher? Just before the Gemara's Teretz pointing out that in the small Taisis, La'olam Meiser, where we assume that money from the Lekuchen and not from the Meichrin, and therefore that's why it has Hegdish. And Taisis says the reason why we go after Lekuchen and not Meichrin is because the Lekuchen bribed the Rive, because for every seller you have comma people who would might want to buy it from them. The Rive is Machria, and also in the second Teretz, Taisis says, Mokmina Lachazoka to have a Meiser. It starts off being Meiser. The only question is if it was Nischalel to become Chulin, so the Chazaka continues it to be Ma'is Ma'iser Sheni. So you have a Rive and a Chazaka. Okay, but now getting back to our Gemara's Teretz, Omer Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara, do you know why you don't assume it was the last renter? Because Kigain Shaso Pundik L'Shleishi Yisrael. The Mishnah's talking about where the house was rented to three Yidden at once. There were three roommates, so there's no one guy who was the last one there. There's three of them. Shema Minah Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So now let's go back to 2 days ago's daf, where we spent an entire Omer to try to figure out Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who said if you have a lot of people, you can say Harehu Shalei. And the Gemara was trying to figure out, is it Rav Yidden? Is it even only when you say by Rav Gayim? Is it Halacha like him? The Rabbanan argue. But L'chari, here you have a Raya that Afilu B'Rav Yisrael. If three people are renting the pundik at once, we can just assume it's Harei Eul Shalai, and that's even Yidden. So Ela Omer of Menashe Bar Yaakov, Goyin Shaso Pundik L'Shalai Shavik Achavim. Who says that these are Yidden? So you don't have any raya that these are three Yidden. It could be three Goyim rented the room. Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avu, Afilu Tein L'Shalai Shay Yisrael. No, let's say like Bar Kapara said that it's Taka three Yidden. But still, there's no raya to Rav Shimon ben Elazar because my Taima, who did nothing mine Miyayish, the one who dropped it is still going to be Miyayish, Meimar Omer, because he'll say to himself, Michti Ina Shachrin Olei Havi Bahadei Elahani. Nobody else was there with me in that inn, except for these other two roommates that I had. So Amri Kamayo Kama Zimni Lahadruli. But I told these guys that they should give it back to me, Vuloi Hadruli, and they didn't give it back to me. So Vahashu Lahadru, now they're going to change their mind and give it back? They won't, Lamaisa. So Yidatayu Lahadruli, if they wanted to give it back, Hadruli Neeli, they would already give it to me by now. Vahai Deloi Hadruli, and from the fact they haven't yet given it to me, Bidatayu Lamigzle, they're going to steal it. So the guy who lost it, this third roommate, he's Miyayish. And therefore, it's not any kind of a Hechruch Turb Shimon Elazar to say it would even work by Yidden, because this is a special case of roommates where we've identified who the culprits are, but you can't do anything about it. You're not going to take both of them to Bezdin, and therefore he's Miyayish, and therefore, when you find it, you can keep. V'azdo Rav Nachman Latame, Domer Rav Nachman, Ra'a Sel, if you find a coin, turning over Tumid Beis, Shenafel Mishnayim, if it fell from two people, Chayav Lahachzir, my Taima, because Ahud Nafel Minei Loi Miyayish, the guy who dropped it, he's not going to be Miyayish so fast, because Meim Amar Mechti Ina Shachrin Alei Havi Bahadoi Elahai. That guy who lost it says, look, there was nobody else there except for me and my companion. So Nikit Nalei, Vamin Alei. So I'm going to confront this guy, and I'm going to say to him, Antu De Shaklete, you took it from me. But Bishleisha, but let's say say if I'm walking with two other guys and one of them dropped it. So if an outside party now found this thing, he's not even mechuyav to return it to one of these three guys because my time, that third guy who dropped it, he'll be miyash. Meimar amar, just like we said, michti trei havi bahadoi. There were two other people with me when I lost it. If I confront this guy, amar le shakalte, he'll deny it. If I confront the other guy, amar le shakalte, he'll also deny it. Amar rava hai de amrit. That which you, Rav Nachman, say, b'shleisha ein achayev lahagzir, not always so true, because le amrinol de lespe shavapruta l'chochad v'chad. We're going to limit this halacha to only be when there's not a shavapruta for each one of the three, meaning it's worth less than three prutas across these three people. Avol isbe shavapruta l'chochad v'chad, then yechayev lahagzir, my taima. Because amr should find in you. You could say that these three people are all shutvim, they're all partners in that same coin. V'le miyayishu. So the halacha will only be, again, a very limited context where it's less than a shavapruta across all three of them. That's when you can keep it for yourself. There's another lashon of what Rava said. Afal gav de les bay elishav shtei prutais, still chayav lahachzir because my time aimer should find ninhu. You're going to say that they were partners. Chad minayo achule achlei lemenase gabe chavre. So you could say that they were all shutfim and one of them was meichel their chelik to the other shutfim. So even though this coin is only worth two prutais, you still be chayshus that the three people really were shutfim and they really did trust each other. In which case, when one guy dropped it, he's not going to be miyayish because one of the partners might have been Michael his chalik, and therefore it raises the chalik of the other two shutfim to a pruta piece, and therefore you're chayav to be mesh. Amar Rava, and now a very sadistic gemara. Ra sella shenafla. You see that the guy just dropped a coin. Notla lifnei yush al manas l'gaizel. So let's say you're not being so firm today, and I go ahead and I take it, kaidim yush, to steal it. Iver bakulin, you're iver a whole bunch of averes. What are you iver? Mishum le sigzel, you just stole from the guy. Mishum hashev teshivim, you didn't return it, so you're iver the hashav zaveda mitzvah. Mishum le suchel esalim, you're not allowed to turn away from it, and yet you did. Now continues Rava. Af al even though after Yish came, you decided to return it and be a nice firm guy, at that point, Matanahu Diyovle, the Surah de Ovad Ovad. You gave him a matana, but you still did the Avera. Now, what Avera are we talking about? Tosfos says it can't be the gzela, because hashavas agzela is a lavanitik la'ese. You take care of the lav by hashavas agzela. What Taisa says is you're over the isra of le'sucha le'salim. Because lamaisa, you still turned away. You did. That's still your move is le'yucha liska. You messed up over here. You got to do tshuva. But right now, that's an avera that you haven't fixed just by giving it to him after the fact. You still were over this halama. The rush is maisif, a huge chiddush, that you're also over the hashav teshivim. In other words, I have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. Once I didn't do it, the fact that I did it later, it's not like a lavanitik essay that you fixed. You have now been over and you continue to have always been over that bitl essay of Hoshev Teshivim. Next halacha of Rava. Let's say you took it back, kaidim yish, and you want to return it. You're being a good Jew. But after the owner already was miyayish, now you decide to keep it for yourself. Now you know who the real owner is, but lamaisa, the guy's miyayish, so I want to keep it for myself. At that point, over mishum Hoshev Teshivim. But as Rashi explains, you're only over Hoshev Teshivim and you're not over le sigzel. Because le sigzel is only something you could be over at the time of the neti. Like Vayigzol Sachanis Miada Mitzri. But here you took it properly. You took it Batera to return it. And you weren't over Lesucha Lesalim because Lamaisa, you weren't Kaivish Azena. But the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim you didn't do, and therefore that's the one you're over. Halacha number three, Zokt Rava. Himdin La Adshi Nisyaishu Abailam Venatla. Let's say you wait around until the guy is Miyaish and then you take the coin for yourself. Eina over Elamishim Lesucha Lesalim Bevad. The whole time while you're waiting, you're being over the Halama. You're turning away from this thing. So that's why you're over Lesucha Lesalim if you wait around until the guy is Miyaish. Now on this Gemara, there is a hugely important Ramban in the Chamas, it's on Yudalad Amid Beis in the Daf Arif, that says that if, since now you are watching it for Yenner, for the one who lost it, the one who lost it can't be Miyayish anymore. Because, as we mentioned a couple days ago in the Shir, that according to the Shitas HaRamban, you can't be Miyayish on something that's Purushusai. If I can't find my watch and it's under my bed, even if I think I'm Miyayish, it doesn't work. The Yish does not work if it's in my Rishus. So too, the Bala Aveda, he thinks he's being Miyayish, but it's still in his Rishus because there's a guy watching it for him. Ironically, if the guy who picks it up isn't picking it up to be meshiv it, but rather is picking up to gazel it, well, now it's outside of the oyved's rishus because it's stolen, and therefore he could now be miyayish, and now, because of that yush, the mitzi can now keep it. So there's a kula for the gazlin that doesn't exist by the guy who picked it up in order to return it. The guy who picked it up in order to return it acts as a shimer, and therefore the yush won't work, and therefore he can't keep it. Very important Ramban that makes such a distinction. Now, according to this Ramban, that the yush won't help because of the fact he's a shimer, he still doesn't become a gazlan. And the Acharonim discuss this. Why doesn't he become a gazlan? The Ketzais is because you don't have a din of Isura Asali Yadai, because you picked it up with Das to Ma'achzirit. Imre Moshe has a different Mahalach that you only say Le Sigzel if the Gzela happens because of the person who took it. Here, the Gzela is not happening because of the Neitel, because of the guy who took it, but rather because of the Meyayish. Gzela doesn't work that way, Zok the Imre Moshe. And the Stipler says you didn't take it from the Rishus of the Bailim, you took it out from outside the Rishus of Bailim, so it doesn't represent the Tzura of Gzela. Now, when the Gemara says you're not Lilifne Yush, Al Manas Lahachzira, and then Ulaacher Yush Niskavan Lagaisla, you're over Mishum Hashev Teshivim. And Rashi says that you're only going to be over the Hashev Teshivim, but not the Lesucha Lesalem, because Lamaisa, you weren't Nesalem, you did pick it up. Hey, that now you never returned it, but you're not over Lesucha Lesalem. On that, the Baal Ma'or argues with Rashi and says, no, you're also over Lesucha Lesalem. And the Shita Mekabetis bring from the Ravid that it doesn't make sense what the Baal Ma'or is saying, that Lamaisa, you weren't Helim Amev, so why in the world would you be over Lesucha Lesalem according to the Baal Ma'or? And the Yoinas Elaim in Simon Chaf Aleph brings from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a Chakir about Lesucha Lesalem, and he explains this is going to be the Machlekes Rishonim. Because the Chakir about Lesucha Lesalem is, I'm not allowed to be Malim, I can't turn away from an Aveda. But does that mean I'm not allowed to turn away and the action is all here in the turning away? Or does it say, you're not allowed to turn away from the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim? In other words, I can't turn away from actually going through and returning it. So that could be what the Baal Ma'or is saying. Well, Maisa, by not returning it, because it's after Yish now and I didn't return it, and now I'm Niskavan L'Gaisla after the fact, so Kum Techois, you did a Halama Klapei the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim. According to Rashi, and according to the Ravid that the Shita brings, the whole Isra of Lesucha Lesalim is only at that moment did I turn away. I didn't turn away. I picked it up. I even picked it up l'shem to return it. My evils only happened afterwards. But that's not the issue of Lesucha Lesalim. So this Chakir of Rav Chaim, what is the Tzura of Lesucha Lesalim, can be the machlekes between Rashi and the Baal Ma'or / Ravid. One more shtickle of Gemara. Omer Rava, Haiman dechazi denufel zuzi mechavri beichol. So let's say if you see a guy drop his money into the sand, v'ashkechei v'shakli, and then you found that you took it. You don't have to return it back to the guy who lost it. My time, because Ahud Nufel Mine Miyayishu. We can assume he actually really was Miyayish. Now, Alphagav the Chazi, the Icy Arbala, the Karmarbal. Even though the Maitzi sees that the owner, meaning the Baal HaVeda, is bringing the sieve and he's sifting at the sand, you think he's for sure looking for it. But Meimar Amar, you're allowed to assume that the Baal HaVeda is saying to himself, I'm never going to find this thing, and I totally am Miyayish. But, Kihechli Nufel Mine Dide, just like a coin fell for me, Hachi Nufel Mine Shachrina. So, too, another guy might have also lost stuff on the beach. So I'll look for the other guy's stuff, but in Echnami, he's takamiyash on his own stuff. And the Ritva explains what's going on here is this is all in halacha. In halacha, I'm allowed to assume this. Because practically speaking, the guy is probably looking in the same exact space that he lost it. So he's not looking for other people's lost objects, he's looking for his own lost money. But Dr. Ritva, the halacha says that I'm allowed to assume he's looking for other people's mitzias. And we shall stop here and pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time. Learn Stark.